Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is an interior paint and primer in one with a tough-lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Do you know what upsets me, Nicola? Do you know what gets my nerves? What gets me really down?
What gets you really down, Justin?
Is when you connect with me and you're very upbeat.
I know, it's always very worrying, isn't it?
Like, No. Do you know what? I'm quite argumentative, quite contrarian, right? When someone's too happy, it annoys me. And you come on today very
it's
happy.
So much annoying, though. I could get so annoyed. There are so many things that are driving me crazy. Like Brexit.
What do you mean, driving you crazy?
Snatched out of our hands.
Driving you crazy? You're already there. What are you talking about?
Government and politics drive me completely balmy.
Yeah. But listen, Brexit is about to be snatched away.
Hang on a second.
Let's just discuss why you're so annoyingly upbeat today when we came on. Why were you so...
Come on.
Oh, Justin! Hello, Justin!
I haven't ride with James yet. The sun is shining and it's Friday.
Oh, well, we might as well.
Listen. And I really need this sell-off to be over in Bitcoin. I really need it to get down to my 4,000 level so that I can buy it and just carry on.
Listen, if the sun is out, you haven't argued with James, I think it's a perfect opportunity to run into the garden naked and make love with him.
Okay. I'll wait till the podcast is over. Is that okay?
Yeah, exactly. Wait till the Facebook Live is over. Definitely get the priorities in order. This is charting. It's bigger than love, you know. So you're saying you reckon Bitcoin, you want it to have a crash, you reckon, yeah?
I'd like it to do fun. You know, it keeps trying to rally.
That's what it needs. It needs a big sell-off.
And the price hasn't gone, you know, it's not low enough for people to step in. Yeah. And so, you know, we need to just get down there and get to the price where people are willing to step in. Yeah. And we're obviously not there yet. I have a big level for it at 4,300. And so I think if we break the February low at $5,920, that we're going to go to $4,350.
Oh, look at that. It's near my line on my chart that I've got, this as extension line of a down channel. It's nearly there. It's nearly at 624. Let's look at the But do you know what? It just needs, a bit of a sell-off. It's one of those things. Do you know what it needs? It needs a Black Friday day. Hang on, it's a Black Friday day, you know? People go crazy because everyone believes they're getting a bargain. That's what they want. So you want a big sell-off, a couple of days sell-off, and people think, I'm just getting in here. And they go nuts about it. And it's that flush you need. That's right, that gets people excited. They think they're getting the bargain because everyone loves a bargain. Do you know what? Like the stock market and investing, in prices have gotten down, it's ruled by two things, isn't it? Fear and greed. That's it.
Yeah.
Fear and greed. Now, if you understand that, and to a certain extent, fear, people start worrying, but it gets to the stage where it gets such a level, you think, there's a bargain here, and people start buying it. Other people don't want to miss out. They don't miss out on the greed. They just jump in as well. So it's like, oh, that's that. So what's more powerful, a force, a feeling, the fear of missing out on a bargain or the worry of you losing money. And it becomes an equilibrium where the chance of getting a bargain becomes bigger than the fear of missing out. When that happens, people start buying, you know, and they go nuts. But where, finding out where that level is, that's the thing. But anyway. Okay. We're on Facebook Live, by the way. You can see the video later. First and foremost, let's look at some stocks, Nicola. I'm sure I can't see the thing. Ah, first and foremost, Greatland Gold, GGP. And yesterday they announced some gold nuggets. When explorers go drilling for gold, right? Gold is very hard to find. Very hard to find, and that's why it's measured in ounces per ton. You know, literally tiny little ounces per ton. You know, or grams per ton. Sorry, grams per ton. You know, and when you get drilling, etc. But Greatland Gold came out with gold nuggets. They found that they're one of their. Let me just see who the news was. But they came out with gold nuggets, and it rallied like crazy on that. And I'm thinking, wow, that looks almost too good. And I'm saying it is too good to be true. Almost too good to be true. They're finding gold nuggets. It's like, where does that happen? But anyway, that's what's rallied on that price. GGP, what do you reckon, Nicola, on the chart there?
Doesn't this chart look awesome? The problem is it's hit some resistance. So for the rally that we've had from the last 2 days, we've hit our first target, which is the 200 moving average and the big round number one. And then our next target was the spike lows from last November. And if I take off these high Kanashi candles, you'll see this big gap. So we stopped in the bottom of the gap and we're having a bit of a pullback. I think we're going to come back and test support. And that's either at the 200-day moving average and that big round number one, potentially a squidge lower, I think maybe 0.95 to 0.87. And then I think we should see another leg higher in the stock and we'll fill the gap. We'll go back to initially 1.54, which is the lows from 2017. In the fall, you know, when we went sideways there, and then when we fill the gap, we'll go back up to around two, the big round number two.
Okay, yeah, they've had a couple of bits of news out. Yesterday was discovered gold nuggets at Black Hills. I'm just thinking, I haven't really read this in detail, but I want to know, you know, where they found them. Because, if you know, I mean, I'm assuming they dug down a little bit, because just finding gold nuggets is a thing of fantasy. You know, years and years ago, when there's a gold rush in America, you know, you would find gold nuggets. Because, back in the 60s, 70s, you know, they were mining, and the grades per ton back then were massive. You were getting, 10 grams per ton. Now you don't get that, because they've all been mined out. They're very hard to find gold. There are probably places in the world where you get that. But, they found gold nuggets. I just find that unbelievable. But also they've got approval today to test the nickel sulfide target, and also they're drilling at Ham's Camp. So that's two bits of news from GGP. Highlands Natural Resources. This was from yesterday, because we were set up to go yesterday, and then Nicola just hung up and left on me, didn't you? You just let me, let me down. But they announced significant flow rates reported at their nitrogen project. That's HNR. I got something stuck in my throat.
H&R, you know, we've made a higher low in this stock by the bounce yesterday. We had it, first of all, if we zoom all the way in, we got a double bottom at the start of the week, followed by a rally that stopped at the daily 20 moving average. That's kind of key. That's what's going to hold us down. And unless we can get above it, it's at 19.4, then we're kind of stuck sideways still. But above 19.4, we should see follow through to the upside. We've got resistance at 20.16, but we should make at least an ABC rally and return to the 200-day moving average at 24. So that's a pretty nice 20% rally from here. But what's key will be getting back above that 20 moving average at 19.4.
Sorry, I've just gone back to Greatland Gold, right? They're saying here the precious, the multiple pieces of gold has been recovered from surface in the first few days of fieldwork at its 100% owned Black Hills license in Paterson region.
Gosh,
hang on.
Went and scattered them?
It's unbelievable. I don't want to go there on holidays. You can just walk around and pick up chunks of gold.
Okay, what country is that in?
This is in Australia. It's not like it's a far flung, you know. I mean, Australia's big.
Have you ever been to Australia? Like, it's lots of people living by the beach and then nothing in the middle. I should think that we've probably gone a couple of millennia with nobody walking over that.
No, but hang on. There are multi-billion dollar companies around the world, right, that spend billions on exploration. Don't tell me they haven't come across this area where they know it's a prolific gold area anyway, where there's just nuggets on the ground. Hang on. This is in a very prolific gold producing area in Australia. It's not unknown. It's known to the miners.
That case, it shouldn't be that much of a shock, right?
So what you've got to ask yourself, why are these massive companies spending billions of dollars drilling hundreds of metres into the ground to get small grams per tonne when here they got gold nuggets on the ground? anyway, that's nuts. I don't know. I just find that nuts. I mean, I'm not disbelieving it, but part of me is. You know, I just think, really? Is there gold nuggets on the ground in Australia? Anyway, sorry. I'm getting carried away. I just find that nuts. I'm going over there. Okay, request is next. Horizon Discovery HZD. What do you reckon, Nicolai?
Horizon Discovery, look at this. Do you think this is looking like a bit of an inverted head and shoulders bottom? I think we're bouncing off a really good level where we could be making a bottom and a recovery. I really like the shape of the decline. And I think that we are bouncing today and yesterday off the 20-day moving average. So I'm looking through for follow through to the upside to the big round number 200. That's where the neckline is. And a little bit above it, 204, is the 200-day moving average. Above that, we have definitely made a bottom. We're on our way higher. And my target, believe it or not, is new highs. I think we go to around 320.
Okay, 320. You finished?
Yeah, I do. I think it's a big deal. Look at the lows that we're coming off on the weekly and the legs. So if we make two equal swings, equal to the rally that we had from the 2016 low, we'll just measure it simply like this. We're going to make two equal lows and then 320, yeah. 320 is where we're going to go.
Okay, listen.
So look at the shape of this bottom. You can see clearly on this.
Don't be rude, Nicola. Oh, you're sorry, the chart. Okay, all right. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, and where this 200-week moving average is, nearly like this, there's a bit of a level through the middle here that we're above now. I think, I definitely do think that this is making a good-looking bottoming pattern, providing we don't fall back too far today, provided we don't close below around 178, I think we should see follow through to the upside, and above 200 should see us on our way.
Okay. Horizonte Minerals. I had Jeremy Martin, the CEO, on the podcast yesterday. Got two very compelling nickel projects in Brazil. The first one, their main one, their flagship, which is more down the line, is more developed, more advanced, is the Araguaia Ferronickel project. And it just shows you, if there's three stages in a company that goes, producing a metal, and that's, it starts off with exploration, very risky, of course, and it goes up the value chain, and then they start developing the mine then. Once they realise they've got a decent resource, and it's economically viable, everything like that, they've got to start building the mine. There's so much you have to do to build a mine, from everything, from water to electricity to environmental, it's a crazy amount. But yesterday they announced done a survey, aerial survey, where the power lines are coming in. They've awarded the contracts to get these power lines in to the substation, all that stuff, to get the mine powered up. So, but it's progressing nicely, this mine. Once it starts sort of producing, I think it's like $80 million dollars of free cash flow per year, and that's almost a lot bigger than their market cap currently. So it's free cash flow. It's more than so pre-tax profits, almost double that, obviously. So HZM, what do you reckon, Nicola?
Yeah, I kind of I like to think that HZM at the end of March finished
HZM,
really
HZM.
Finished a really important correction at the end of March. If we look back and zoom out, look at how this stock reacts to the 200-day moving average and how when we got above it in 2016, it kept being really good support when we pulled back to it. And that's just what we've done. So we rallied spectacularly off the 200-day moving average at the start of April. And here we are back again. We've come down in a declining wedge, which is bullish and should break to the upside. And we've reached and gone sideways for 5 days at 50%. Of the 50% pullback from that low that we made at the start of April. So the 200-day moving average, 50% pullback, bottom rail of a declining wedge, it's all lined up for me for a really good low risk entry in this stock, because you know you're wrong if we close below the 200 day moving average at 4.1. And so, yeah, I'm looking for it to go higher here, and confirmation will be trading above 4.5. That will be a breakout from the wedge, and then I think we see new highs in this stock for sure. I'm looking for, I'm just going to pop my measurement on, I'm looking for 5.6 and 6.3 on the upside.
Okay, Nicola, that's very good. And the last one is Management Resource Solutions. They announced a 3-year contract yesterday, and the ticker for that is Mrs. And the contract is with a tier one, it was a coal miner. So they provide equipment services to this coal miner, stuff like that. But yes, what do you think on the chart of Mrs.?
Mrs., this is one that's been really in a sideways consolidation since November. So we, in the start of 2017, we had the sharp sell-off gap lower. And then the bottom of the gap is here around 6.3. And we rallied back and got back into that gap space, got above that support resistance level at 6.3. And really for, you know, well, since November 2017, we've been consolidating sideways in a kind of wedge pattern, I think. We're going sideways. I don't see us going back below 6. I think if we do, then it's game over and we're in another leg lower. But so we're approaching the zone where we should see support and another rally. Back to the top of the range is 10. But this time, I think we've completed our correction. And above 10, we should go all the way back, at least to fill the gap, and to 18.
Okay, all right, lovely. 18, that's a nice little target, isn't it?
Yeah. 18 is the prior highs, 2016 summer, so...
Yeah. Okay. All right, Nicola. That's wonderful. So that's us finished now. And by the way, you can now, after you finish, Nick, just get naked, get in the garden, make love to the other half. You know what I'm saying? But in the meantime, if you want to see the video, you can. If you're listening on the podcast, you can see it at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Oh, by the way, if you are listening to this, the podcast, do me a favour. I've started doing YouTube videos. I do a blog once a week on a company I own, and now I'm starting doing videos. I do a piece to the screen, and I read the blog out, and sort of, you know, I do embellish a little bit and explain certain things behind the blog, why I've written this, or what I've done, or what I think. But I want more subscribers, of course, because I haven't got many subscribers. I've got thousands of email subscribers, but not on my YouTube channel, and I want to become a YouTube star, because my boys love YouTube stars. No, that's good. That's not gonna happen.
I really do think, though, if you keep putting out good content on YouTube, that you do get picked up, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Well, but I'll go. Yeah, well, follow you.
Yeah, subscribe on my. I'll send you a link.
So, what's your YouTube channel called? Are you called Justin Share Pickers or?
Yeah, Justin Wait, I think it is Share Pickers.
Justin Wait.
I'll send you a link. Yes, I've got about. It's not many. I've got about. I think about 370 subscribers. I've only just started doing that, you know. But I put this video up there as well. If you can subscribe, and all you'll get is an email whenever I release a video, and you can watch that at your leisure. Share it. Give me a thumbs up. Don't give me a thumbs down, please. If you do, then I'll come in your house because I know where you live. Not you, Nicola, but other people.
Okay.
Lovely.
Have a good weekend.
Have a nice weekend. We know what you're doing now. Hey, all right.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.